Greetings. Welcome to ATA Creativity Global second quarter 2025 financial results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce Alice Zhang with The Equity Group. Thank you. Alice, you may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good evening to all of you joining us from the United States, and good morning to all of you joining us from China. Please be advised that the discussions on today's call may include forward-looking statements. Such forward-looking statements involve certain risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ materially from those contained in the forward-looking statements. Please refer to the company's most recent SEC filings for a more complete description of risk factors that could affect these projections and assumptions. The company assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation, which is accessible via the IR section of ACG's website. A simultaneous audio webcast is also accessible via the IR section of ACG's website, including the replay, which will be available for the next 90 days. ACG CFO Mr. Robai Sima will start this call by highlighting the company's key operational achievements and financial highlights for second quarter 2025, and will provide an overview of financial and operating results for second quarter and first half 2025, and briefly discuss expectations for full year 2025. President Mr. Jun Zhang will conclude the prepared remarks with an update on the company's long-term growth strategy before opening the floor for questions. For those of you following the accompanying slide presentation, please refer to the slides for further details. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACG CFO, Mr. Robai Sima. Please go ahead, Mr. Sima.
Thank you, Alice, and welcome everyone. Good evening to those in America, and we appreciate everyone's time. As Alice mentioned, please refer to our earnings deck available on the IR side of our website, and we go through our prepared remarks. Second quarter 2025 was marked by year-over-year increase in net revenues and gross profits. Growth in net revenues was mainly attributed to increased contribution from overseas study counseling services, other educational services, and research-based learning services. Combined revenue of which increased by more than 50%. Continuing to first half 2025, we delivered strong growth for the six-month period, highlighted by double-digit increase in both net revenues and gross profit. While we recorded growth across all business lines, our value-added offerings, including research-based learning, overseas studies, counseling, and other educational services, were the primary drivers. Moving on to second quarter operational highlights. During second quarter 2025, our main revenues contributor remained portfolio training services, accounting for 68% of total net revenues. Our project-based programs credit hours delivered increased by 25.7% compared to the second quarter 2024 and contributed to about 76.7% of total credit hours delivered. Revenues from research-based learning, overseas study counseling, and other educational services accounted for an increasingly important part of net revenues, which grew by 54.2% compared to the prior year period as a result of more services delivered during the period. Despite Q2 normally being a slower quarter for its experiential offerings, we delivered a variety of high-quality research-based learning projects to ACG students, including several master classes and a new session of our signature program, the United Nations Sustainable Goals Art Gold Camp. In addition, we introduced a Cannes Film Festival United Tour, bringing students interested in film production to the forefront of our one of the world's most prestigious and influential film festival from an immersive experience. We recorded significant revenue growth in overseas study counseling services. As a result of more services delivered, all students continue to explore study abroad options in world-class universities and colleges. For fall 2025 admission results, we are more than excited to announce that ACG students have received more than 4,000 offers. And these offers and scholarship come from prestigious institutions across all of our four, six major arts disciplines. Highlight results including offers in computer design at Cornell University and Carnegie Mellon University, architecture at Columbia University and Appen, music at Royal College of Music and Leeds Conservatoire, film, games, and animation at California Institute of Arts and Sheridan College, fine arts at Royal College of Arts and SVA, as well as Fashion and Pattern School of Design and Central Saint Martins College of UAL. We also have students being accepted into the Master of Arts in Design Engineering, a double major program co-designed by Brown University and Rhode Island School of Design, where students will have access to academic resources from both an Ivy League schools and top art institutes. Moving on to the second quarter 2025 key financial metrics. Total net revenues for second quarter 2025 were RMB 55.9 million, an increase of 8% of RMB 51.8 million in second quarter 2024, which were primarily due to increased revenue contributions from overseas study counseling programs, other educational services, and research-based learning services. Gross profit for second quarter 2025 was RMB 28.3 million, an increase of 10.2% from RMB 25.7 million in second quarter 2024, primarily due to higher net revenues. Gross margin also improved to 50.6% during second quarter 2025 from 49.6% in the prior year period. Total operating expenses was RMB 42.1 million in second quarter 2025, a decrease of 9.4% from RMB 46.5 million in second quarter 2024. While as the percentage of net revenues, total operating expenses decreased to 75.3% during second quarter 2025 compared to 89.8% in the prior year period. The decrease in operating expenses was due to an RMB 2.6 million decrease in sales expenses related to lower headcount in sales personnel and decreased sales incentives, an RMB 1.5 million decrease in general and administrative expenses as a result of decreased professional fees, as well as RMB 0.3 million decrease in research and development expenses as the ACG system development was completed in Q2 2024. As a result of higher net revenues and slightly lowered operating expenses, loss from operational in second quarter 2025 narrowed to RMB 13.7 million from RMB 20.8 million in second quarter 2024. Net loss attributed to ACG during second quarter 2025 was RMB 10.8 million compared to RMB 16.8 million in the prior year period. During the fourth half 2025, total net revenues increased to 11.8% to RMB 111.7 million from RMB 99.9 million in the prior year period. The increase was primarily attributed to increased contributions from research-based learnings and overseas study counseling and other educational services. Gross profit for fourth half 2025 were RMB 53.7 million, an increase of 12.8% from the RMB 47.6 million in first half 2024. As a result of increased revenue during the full period, gross margin also improved to 48.1% from 47.7% in first half 2024. Total operating expenses was RMB 84.3 million in first half 2025, a decrease of 6.4% from RMB 90.1 million in the fourth half 2024. While as a percentage of net revenues, total operating expenses decreased to 75.5% from 90.2% in the prior year period. The decrease was primarily due to an RMB 3.8 million decrease in sales expenses as a result of lower headcount in sales personnel and decreased sales incentives compared to first half 2024, and an RMB 0.6 million decrease in research and development expenses, and was partially offset by RMB 2.5 million increase in general and administrative expenses related to development of new projects carried out in fourth quarter 2025. As a result of increased revenues and decreased operating expenses, loss from operations in fourth half 2025 narrowed to RMB 30.5 million, compared to RMB 42.4 million in fourth half 2024. Net loss attributed to ACG in fourth half 2025 was RMB 24.1 million, compared to RMB 34.7 million. Moving to the balance sheet highlights, as of June 30, 2025, we had RMB 34.7 million in cash and cash equivalents, total assets of RMB 444.2 million, total liabilities of RMB 388.4 million, and total shareholders' equity of RMB 55.8 million. Moving on to year-to-date enrollment trends. Starting with student enrollment, for second quarter 2025, total student enrollment was 1,050, decreased by 3.1% from the prior year period. The decrease in student enrollment was the result of normalized demand in our service in 2025, versus the rebound of students' demand in 2023 and fourth half of 2024. Portfolio training student enrollment for second quarter 2025 was 556, and student enrollment for all other programs for second quarter 2025 was 494. Moving on to credit hours delivered. For second quarter 2025, credit hours delivered slightly increased by 0.3% compared to prior year period. We reported a 25.7% increase in project-based programs, which in recent years have accounted for a continuously increasing percentage of total credit hours due to their flexibility and customization by design. And growth in total credit hours delivered was offset by decreased time-based programs credit hours, as majority of newly enrolled students opt for the project-based track. With that, let's move to our expectations for full year 2025. We expect to report a total net revenues of between approximately RMB 276 million to RMB 281 million for the year ended December 31st, 2025, which represents a year-over-year increase of around 3 to 5%. From full year 2024. We anticipate portfolio training to remain the main pillar of revenues, accompanied by increased contributions from all other lines of business. As we continue to improve current offerings and introduce new programs, our fiscal year 2025 guidance range and related assumptions are based on the company's current business options, initiatives, and the rate for the year end December 31st, 2025, and the current and preliminary view of existing domestic and international market conditions, where are all subject to change. I'd like to turn it over to Jun, who will expand upon our long-term growth strategy. Jun, please go ahead.
作为领先的高品质创意艺术教育服务的提供者，我们对自身的市场地位充满信心。尽管此前积压的需求在 2024年 世贸后今年的竞争有所加剧，但我们相信我们已做好充分的准备，实现预期的增长，并将继续成为值得学生信赖的合作伙伴。在 2023年 接下来的时间里， 我们的财务和运营将重点关注提升利润水平，推动所有的业务线的有机增长，加强成本控制，并提高整体效率。有机增长仍是我们业务扩展的核心。我们为提供给 ACG 学生作品集教学服务质量和价值感 和价值感到自豪，并牢记这些产品需要不断改进和完善，同时引入新的服务和课程，以满足学生不断变化的需求。正如我们在过去几个季度中所讨论的，在我们的持续推动下，项目制课程已成为我们作品集服务收入的主要贡献者。我们的学生也对这种高效灵活且可根据自身需求和申请时间表进行灵活调整的课程模式表示赞赏。我们正致力于迎合日益多样化的学生群体需求，这些学生有着不同背景，且在感兴趣的艺术专业方面拥有不同程度的知识和经验。我们学生群体的扩大不仅涵盖了年长群体和年轻一代，还包括来自不同背景具备跨学科综合技能的学生。我们的任务是帮助学生在申请作品集时更好地展现其艺术能力和广度和深度。我们专业过硬且能力出众的师资队伍让我们能够出色地完成这项任务。在全球竞争日益激烈的当下，我们从学生开始考虑出国学习艺术的那一刻，就帮助学生提前准备好并规划出灵活且长远的发展路径。在2025年夏季，我们为 ACG 学生推出一系列令人兴奋的新研学项目，其中包括我们常规且定期开展的活动，比如前往日本和美国的研学营，还有两个以中国非物质文化遗产为主题的国内研学项目，分别在甘肃敦煌和川西。此外，我们在北京还举办了多场涵盖众多艺术领域的线下大师课程，授课教师均来自知名的国际院校，如麻省理工学院、耶鲁大学、南加州大学和牛津大学等。在2025年第三季度，我们还推出几项新的主题研学项目，以进一步丰富我们的课程内容并提升学生的体验，其中包括新加坡名校艺术研学营、伯克利音乐表演下校以及哈佛大学和联合国教科文组织合作开发的 ACG 独家的哈佛电声实验室下校。此外，针对学生对实用学科日益浓厚的兴趣，我们在规划并推出更多与长期职业发展路径相契合的新项目，比如侧重于计算机设计相关的项目以及具有跨学科性质的项目。2025年，我们将继续巩固并扩大我们的地域覆盖范围，在全球范围内拓展我们的国际合作伙伴网络是 ACG 的一项持续战略，尤其在学生兴趣日益增长的地区，除了美国和英国等传统热门国家以外，我们还注意有越来越多的学生申请韩国和北欧等顶尖学校。此外，还有澳大利亚、法国、意大利、日本和新加坡等相对成熟的知名的地区。我们现有的策略包括将营销资源分配给表现更为出色的校区，除此之外，我们进一步探索并采用了更多方法来优化我们的业务流程。在下半年，我们希望继续推行成本控制，包括保持精简的销售队伍，采用成本效益高的学生获取渠道，比如在合作平台上在线营销。此外，我们还开始通过在像北京这样的区域中心组织在线小组课，来最大限度地利用课堂资源。这些课程将最受欢迎的老师进行授课，给全国各地更多的学生最好的在线支持，以帮助他们完成作品集创作和申请。这些举措降低了运营成本，我们认为这将在2025年接下来的时间成为提升公司利润的有效途径。在2025年的剩下时间里，我们仍将致力于通过帮助学生充分发挥自身潜力，为学生创造成功的机会。我们坚信我们将出色地结束这一年，并相信我们在竞争优势以及多轨道增长策略的执行上，将支持我们在中国的创意艺术教育市场继续占据领先地位。好，接下来提问环节。
Thank you, Sima. I will now discuss some recent execution highlights of our long-term growth initiatives. We remain confident in our market position as a leading provider of high-quality creative arts education services. While we see intensified competition this year after the release of pent-up demand in 2024, we believe we're well-positioned to achieve expected growth and continue to be a trusted partner to our students. Our financial and operational focus for the remainder of 2025 is on driving organic expansion across all lines of business and enhancing cost discipline and overall efficiency to improve bottom line results. Organic growth remains at the core of our business expansion. We take pride in the quality and value our portfolio of offerings provide with ACG students, and keep in mind that these offerings are to be continuously improved and supplemented with new services and classes that address evolving student demands. As we have discussed over the past quarters, our project-based programs have become a dominant contributor to our portfolio training services with a conscious effort, and our students have expressed their appreciation towards this efficient, flexible, and customizable track, which can be easily adjusted based on students' needs and application timelines. We're catering to a growingly diversified student population with different backgrounds and all levels of knowledge and experience in their interested art majors. The expansion of our student base is not limited to reaching older adults and younger generations, but also includes supporting a growing number of students who come from different arts backgrounds and possess hybrid skill sets across disciplines. Our job is to help students amplify how they demonstrate both the breadth and depth of their artistic capabilities in their application portfolios, and our strong, knowledgeable, and competent teaching team enables us to excel in this job. In a time of increased global competition, we help students plan for early preparation, building flexible and long-term pathways from the moment they begin exploring the idea of starting art abroad. For summer 2025, we have an exciting pipeline of new research-based learning projects for ACG students. These include our regular recurring offerings, such as the summer school camps to Japan and the U.S., two domestic-themed travel programs focused on Chinese intangible cultural heritages in Zhenhuang, Gansu province and West Sichuan province, as well as various in-person sessions of master classes in Beijing, featuring a wide range of arts topics taught by lecturers from reputable international colleges, including MIT, Yale University, University of Southern California, and Oxford University. In third quarter 2025, we also launched several new themed travel programs to further diversify our offerings and enhance student experience, which include the Singapore Top School Art Study Camp, Berkeley Music Performance Intensive Camp, as well as an ACG-exclusive Harvard University Studio for Electroacoustic Composition Summer School, co-developed with Harvard University and UNESCO. Additionally, in response to the evolving student interest in career-oriented and practical disciplines, we're planning and launching more new projects and experiences that align with long-term career paths, such as those with a focus on computer design and or those that are interdisciplinary. In 2025, we will continue to strengthen and expand our geographic footprint. Expanding our international partnership network across the globe is an ongoing strategy of ACG, especially in the regions where we observe growing student interest. Besides traditionally popular countries like the US and the UK, we have noticed more students applying to top schools in South Korea and Northern Europe, alongside slightly more developed and better known markets such as Australia, France, Italy, Japan, and Singapore. We have explored and deployed additional approaches to streamline our business, following the existing initiative to strategically allocate marketing resources to higher performing campus locations. For the remainder of the year, we hope to continue implementing cost-conscious methods, which include maintaining a lean sales team and using cost-efficient student acquisition channels, such as online marketing on partner platforms. In addition, we have begun organizing online group classes led by our most popular teachers in regional centers like Beijing to maximize classroom utilization, giving more students across the country access to best-in-class support in portfolio creation and application counseling. These initiatives have led to reduced operating expenses, and we believe will serve as effective ways to improve our bottom line for the rest of 2025. In the balance of 2025, we remain focused on driving success for our students by helping them achieve their full potential. We're optimistic that we'll finish the year with a strong note and believe that our competitive advantages and the execution of multi-track growth strategies will continue to strengthen our role as a leading player in China's creative arts education market. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we poll for questions. There are no questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Suma for closing remarks.
Hey, to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We are always available to speak to investors and look forward to speaking with you all during our next earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you. This will conclude today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.